This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice, 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Alice in Winterland, you guys, let's all party together. December 13th, Paramount Theater in Oakland. It's our big Christmas show. We're so excited. It stars One Republic, Andy Grammer, and Haven Madison, and the tickets are on sale right now. However, you might win a pair right now with the code word Madison. M-A-D-I-S-O-N. Take the word Madison and text it to our contest line, 20357. You text Madison to 20357, you've got a chance to win tickets for the show. This hour's code word is Madison, M-A-D-I-S-O-N. Alice in Winterland, meet you there. You're going to love it. It's going to be so fun. Okay, so yesterday I see this story, and I'm all, well, that seems fun. Taylor Swift has many fans. And there is a Taylor Swift cruise. And it's not, she's not on it, obviously, but everyone who's on this cruise is a Taylor Swift fan. They've got many fun activities. They left, let's see, looks like they left Monday from the port of Miami. TMZ was aboard.
It's already happening?
It's on right now. In fact, that's because something happened. That's why I'm telling you this story.
So did I read a bomb drop on the boat? Was that what happened?
Don't say that. That's a terrible thing. No. But something terrible did happen. However, when I first read this story yesterday, it just sounded like everything was going splendidly. It's, you know, lots of fun events and all Taylor Swift's themed stuff. It's about $1,500 a person.
Taylor Swift's themed stuff.
Taylor Swim's.
Taylor Swim's themed stuff. It's a bunch of fun things.
All right.
Planned events include friendship bracelet swapping, Taylor trivia, dance parties, karaoke, a shipwide scavenger hunt. Does this sound so fun?
It does.
A door decorating contest and nightly era outfit themes. They're all wearing these t-shirts and some of these pictures because TMZ's on board. They sent someone on this cruise just to send pictures back. They're all, it says, in my cruise era. On their t-shirts. They're so cute. So everything's going splendid. I see this story yesterday. I'm like, oh, how splendid. What fun. And then today I see this story. That isn't in front of me anymore. Hold on a second. Here it is. Okay. Phew. I'm like, oh no. A passenger jumped off the boat, it sounds like. They're saying there's a couple different reports, and some of them are like, someone fell off, someone jumped off. There is this Taylor Swift-themed cruise at sea in the Atlantic right now. And on Tuesday, apparently this happened, a 66-year-old woman, they say in this part of the story, fell overboard Tuesday night, 17 miles north of Nassau in the Bahamas. And yesterday, Bahamian officials and the U.S. Coast Guard suspended the search for her. Like, that's that. TMZ is already...
I really thought you were going to say the crab cakes gave people the poopies.
Because that does happen.
I am...
People get sick on those cruises and everyone gets it.
There's... Well, I mean, people have different things going on in their lives, I'm sure. But a person who's not absolutely drunk or on drugs would look out to the vastness of the ocean and be incapable of making that leap. Mm-hmm. So she has to have fallen. You would look out at that and you would go, there's no way I'm going out alone.
At 66, you would be.
Into the sea.
Right.
By myself and going to assume they can get the rescue donut to me in time.
TMZ, who is on board, they've got all kinds of pictures of everything. They're talking to all the passengers aboard the Royal Caribbean ship, Allure of the Seas. She was allured by the sea. One of the people said that people were yelling, somebody jumped. So it does. I'm with you. It feels like, why would you jump?
I'm in the ocean since I'm a boy. I'm not jumping off the side of a boat in the middle of the ocean.
Well, we're not talking about the side of a boat. We're talking about the side of a cruise ship.
That's like, what that I'm is, saying. They're
that
out
is
there.
Like jumping off a building, you know? They're out there in the middle of nowhere. It's the drop alone. Like jumping off a boat. Okay, I'll jump off a boat. You're staying right here, right? You're just going to turn around and pick me up? That sounds fine. Oh, it's a little boat. Jumping off a cruise ship. Oh, my God. I'd be afraid I'd hit somebody's balcony on the way down. Like, oh, my God. Well, that doesn't sound good at all.
Okay. So, anyway, she's in. They've suspended the rescue effort. So she is a goner.
Right. So I don't know what that means for the cruise because they're still down there in the Bahamas.
Is it wrong to share friendship bracelets if someone's died on the cruise?
It's not. It is, but it isn't. Like, that is tragic. It's terrible. I'm so sorry that that happened. Don't let that spoil your fun on the Taylor Swift Eras Tour cruise line, boat, ship thing. Like, I feel really bad for all those people because it is a tear. You're like, oh, I feel bad. I'm having so much fun and that lady jumped overboard or whatever she did. But it fell overboard. The phantom wind took her over the side. Maybe she was trying to have a Titanic moment, you know? I'm the king of the world. Too soon.
I'm telling you, you wouldn't, yep. you wouldn't play games with us.
What? I can't believe you're doing it. Please stop.
You would look at the vastness of that ocean and the height that you're talking about, but that'd be less of a problem than just the idea that this thing's going to leave me behind alone in all of that.
Yeah. Not to mention, I'm sure the engines are very powerful, and there's probably some draw and some drag as they're churning through the water. Like, if you land in the wrong place, you get sucked under. You might go through those.
Brutal.
Ugh. Right.
Well, that's that for the Taylor Swift cruise.
Well, for that one, anyway. I mean, I'm sure they'll... Oh, please. I'll bet you there's... She'll never wind up on that cruise. But there are plenty of people who do those, like even Franti, like him and a couple of other acts get on there and they take everybody on a nice cruise. Like, can you imagine those girls? If Taylor Swift was ever going to do one of those, it would just be that thing. They'd jump up and down so hard, the thing would sink. Taylor's like, copter me out of here. Maddie's dad, can you come get me, please?
There are very few things that I want to be completely enveloped with. And that is...
Not one of them.
Well, you could say all the best surfers and the best skateboarders are going on a cruise together. And I would say, nah, I'll come visit. I'll hang at the bar you stop at where everyone has a meet and greet. And then I'm going to go home. I don't want to be there for 7 days.
Right.
Do you?
Well, I think that what this is, because I also do not want to, I want no part of it. I don't want to be on a cruise anyway.
I don't either.
But I definitely think that I see the appeal of this as being like, these are enthusiasts about something. And I will say about Pokemon Go, which I'll bring this up, and like, when I play that, when I've gone to some of these big events, everyone is there to do this one thing. Everyone is a nerd. Everyone is like you. Like, you're all dumb for this stuff. You can talk, you walk up to literally any person there and they are open and want to hear your story and you want to hear theirs and let's trade and let's, you know, there's just something about being with, it's like, it's almost like, to a lesser degree, I think like a big festival where everyone's just having so much fun. They're just all about the experience. Like,
but you still go home at the end of the festival. Like, it is really a lot. Like, you wake up. And there are the Swifties again. Or even, like,
well,
I said,
you're in but you're one of them.
I love skateboarding, but I would wake up and be like, oh, this again?
Yeah.
You know what I need? A break from this again. But, okay, you're right. Listen, just because I wouldn't go doesn't mean it's not a valid form of entertainment.
A place for fans and enthusiasts to gather together and do nothing but talk about, like, do you ever meet that person who only cares about that one thing? Like, my niece in Disneyland. Like, oh my God, more about this.
Well, your niece is a little girl. There's nothing wrong with that. My kids love Disneyland too.
I know. Well, Disneyland is very lovable. And some people cannot stop talking about it. And so they should go on Disney cruises because then they know that they're with people who
Yeah, especially if you're like 30,
also enthusiastic
in your 30s. And
like if you right, yeah. if you were like 30. 35 or something, you'd be like
ridiculous.
You know, I feel that I've tortured my family with this long enough. I'm going to go on a cruise where everyone will want to talk about all the things I want to talk about. We can compare notes. We can exchange friendship bracelets. Whatever we got to do.
You know what that reminds me of?
What's that?
Jiminy Crickets.
What about Jiminy Crickets? Oh, I see. Now you're being an enthusiast. I get it. Well, let's have a deed. Let's drill down into that.
I couldn't think of anything more obscure than Jiminy Crickets. What's more obscure than that? I don't know. I mean, how deep can you get into Disney?
I guess you can get pretty deep. I mean,
the little characters from like the Little Mermaid and stuff.
I think that you guys are asking for it. I think that people are going to start texting you.
What's that number?
800-400-3697. What is the most obscure Disney reference that only a giant Disney fan would get that we won't understand? Please text it to us.
925 says, the new kids on the block have a cruise, but they actually go on the cruise the whole time.
Well, they're washed up, so of course they do. Taylor's not washed up, and she probably never will be.
You know who has a giant cruise that I have friends to go on? Rick Springfield.
Oh.
Jesse's girl. Yeah.
Does he perform?
Yeah, he goes.
I mean, you'd have to, right?
Yeah, I mean,
925 says, Franti's cruise is amazing. I went last year and I'm going again in 2025.
Yeah. Well, and there it is. Like, if you're a bunch of fans, I mean, in those kind of cruises, like Taylor's not on this cruise. They're just loving on Taylor. But if you go on, if you love a baby, if you love New Kids on the Block, you love Michael Franti, and you can go on a cruise with them and you might even get to interact with them one-on-one, that's amazing.
Sarah, that lady jumped from the 13th story in front of her daughter and grandchild.
Oh, dear God. Someone did yell jump.
Napa, listening on Odyssey.
Thank you for the update. That is awful.
Tragic.
Like, who does that? Yikes.
They're saying that it's over 100 feet drop.
Oh, I'm sure. From any place that would be up high enough that you would be clearing the other decks, right? We're talking about a Taylor Swift themed cruise that's currently in the water right now. Somebody jumped off of it, sounds like, on Tuesday night or one of the days we've just gone through. Don't know exactly when it happened because I closed that story. So Sabrina Carpenter is
a phenom.
Oh, she really is.
You know what though? I just real quick.
Yeah, go.
We were listening to Chapel Rowan a second ago, yeah. And I was thinking, man, from out of nowhere, Chapel Rowan and Sabrina Carpenter have taken over 2024. So I looked it up. Sabrina Carpenter is not from out of nowhere. She has multiple previous albums. It's just that this one's
this is
smash
the breakout,
hit.
Right. I never
Chapel
heard
Rowan,
of her.
Truly from out of nowhere, has one EP. And then one full-length record, which is the one we're playing right. And the one everyone's hearing.
She's young. How old is Chapel Rowan? I think she's still in her 20s for sure. Like, she really is.
But she didn't have Disney fame prior to this.
No. These are people who brought some fans with them.
There's one EP called, in 2017, called School Nights. And then The Rise and Fall is 2023.
She's 26.
You know what's crazy? So what did you say? 2017 is
2017 was her first EP, and it was called School Nights.
So she was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
So she was doing that on School Nights. She was up too late at night.
And they're calling this full length her debut album, so the EP wasn't...
Well, then it was probably... If she had a successful EP in 2017, they would have been all over that. You know what I mean? Right. That's probably something she put out back then, and then she's all...
Who's older, Chapel Rowan or Sabrina Carpenter?
I would guess Sabrina Carpenter.
I already know the answer, and it's Chapel.
Yeah, by 1 year. Sabrina's 25.
You know, actually, I should have known that because I would, and I now that I think about it, because she's also sort of the Olivia Rodrigo thing. Didn't Olivia Rodrigo like just turn 21?
Yes.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, that was anyway, dumb. I should have known that.
I'm sorry, Sabrina Carpenter, you say?
So Sabrina Carpenter is doing a show, and it's a total visual. It's up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, and I'm just going to tell you, I'll describe it to you. Millie Bobby Brown, 11, from Stranger Things, was at the show. And she's down in what looks like the security pit, you know, like where the photographers go and stuff. And Sabrina...
She's Brown Jovi now, right?
Millie Bobby Brown Jovi. That is fantastic. Did you just come up with that? That was great. So
That was
You know what? Pin that on him whether he did or not.
Yeah, good job.
Millie Bobby Brown Jovi was in the sort of security.
It's right there. I mean, I couldn't help it.
Sure, it's fantastic.
Truly right there. Go on.
So during her show, Tuesday night in Atlanta, Sabrina Carpenter stops the show, basically, and arrests Millie Bobby Brown
Jovi
for the crime of being too hot. And it is the cutest back and forth. It's super charming. They're both really likable. And midway through it, Sabrina Carpenter's skirt falls off. So there you'll have to watch
it. You have this video.
It's up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Amazing.
Enjoy it. The crime of being too hot. And I think that's all I've really got time for here. So what's coming up in the news, Vin?
Well, I got a lot of stuff. We'll get to your texts, butter thieves, and more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Disneyland. Celebrate the holidays with a chance to win a vacation for four. Listen all week, 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock in the morning, and then in the afternoon with Janie at 3, 4, 5, and 6 p.m. We'll give you a shot at a four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets, and you could win the grand prize. Four-pack of three-day tickets, round-trip airfare on Alaska Airlines, and a two-night stay at a Disneyland Resort Hotel.
What's up, everyone? This text... call and response here, read by me,
yes,
goes like this. 925, SNV, please help. I cannot find where, how to log into Odyssey app to enter into 5K a day contest. I have been able to log into the app in previous contests, but can't.
Oh, no.
Here is your answer. This Alice report is brought to you by Fall Into 5K a Day. All this week, fall into 5K a day with Odyssey and Alice at 97.3. All you need to do is download the free Odyssey app, log in, and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour.
No place to sign up for this.
That gets you a daily entry for your chance to win $5,000. So you ask, where do I sign up? You don't.
You just sign in. You just be logged into your account and listen to Alice.
$5,000. It's easy money. And you get all the entertainment value from the Odyssey app.
For free.
So
we
there,
do want you to listen
you
on the app. That's important.
Yeah, I mean, it's super important. So anyway, there you go. The
we
texter asks and to the tag answers. Just listen. Easy.
Do it for an hour a day.
No
That's
problem.
All you need to do.
You're going to love it. Okay, here's what's happening. Thursday Night Football, Vikes at Rams. And the World Series starts tomorrow. I can't wait. I'm actually excited to watch. I mean, I'd like it more if we were in it.
Yes.
And we're not, but, you know, whatever.
But like you said earlier, at least it's two big teams that you are familiar with.
Big stars and big payrolls, so it should be a lot of fun.
Yes.
Okay, this is fun. The BBC just did a big write-up on a group of guys in England who've met up for drinks almost every Thursday since 1968.
Oh.
They're all in their 80s now.
It's going to be tragic soon.
They say they've maybe missed 25 Thursdays in 56 years.
That's lovely.
And
I love it.
They joke that we used to talk about football and sex, and now we talk about prostates and pensions. that is impressive. That like commitment to friendship.
Yeah,
we're going and meeting for our beers and our chats.
Well, and it also speaks to there being a community that they were able to stay in. Like, who among us hasn't had to move away from things we love and people with just, you know, for a job opportunity or for some other part of your life that was going to happen? Like, imagine that. Like, they're just a group of townies. That's what we're talking about here. Townies who have, you know, the Hop and Rooster pub and that place probably counts on them every Thursday.
Probably does. This next story is fun.
That was a good story. I like that.
Oh, you like
that?
I'll
think on that. I think that's really cute.
I used to joke that despite the fact that everybody can sign up for a running race of any length, often you see people who are like, you're going to run a marathon, huh? And it turns out they're walking a marathon. They're not running it.
Right,
and you're like, oh my God, the people working this marathon, the poor people are going to be here all day. Like, at what point do you start walking that finish line to meet them wherever they're at? Like, I got to have some dinner and I got to work tomorrow.
Maybe they call it. They're just like, I'm sorry, but after 5 hours, we're outie.
Here it is.
Oh.
The Chicago Marathon was last week.
Yeah.
And a video of a late finisher has gone viral. Jeanette Young took over 10 hours to finish the Chicago Marathon. Basically, right. But never quit. By the time she got to the finish line, everything had been removed and no one was there. So they did, in fact, pull up stakes at whatever point and said, we just are done here.
It's over. This race is over.
We can't lock the streets off in a city the size of Chicago or even Santa Cruz.
So she finished on the sidewalk.
Well, they say, by the time she got to the finish line, everything had been removed and no one was there except her friends and family who made their own finish line for her. Her mom put a belt on the ground to mark the end so she'd know, and they cheered for her when she crossed. A few race officials were also still there, and they gave her a medal. She did it to raise money for the American Heart Association and to honor an organ donor named Steven, who gave her dad a new heart in 2019. So she, you know, all of my bad jokes aside, did something really cool. Honoring someone who helped her dad.
That's a lovely. Look at you with all the good. What's going on?
Jeanette Young.
Did you strike a vein of good news?
I do good news. What are you talking
about? I don't know. I mean, it seems like it's usually some idiot did some idiotic thing.
I mean, those are certainly more fun. I mean, who doesn't want to talk about butter thieves?
Ooh. Oh, butter thieves. You mean like when I'm at a restaurant, I've stolen a bunch of butter?
You do?
Is that what this is? Because stolen butter, and you do that exactly one time, and then when your purse is full of grease and melted butter at the bottom, you're like, well, I'll never do that again.
Right.
This purse is going away.
Canada's dealing with butter thievery.
Okay.
Over the past week, there have been two large butter thefts from different grocery stores. We're not talking about a couple packs of butter in your coat or your purse. These people filled shopping carts with all the butter on the rack and then made their way out without anyone catching them. The first theft was valued at $936. The second, $958 of butter.
Is it Kerrygold?
They loaded all the butter into a cart and snuck out through the back of the store.
Well, that's... Why, though?
I don't know. I would check the pancake house for starters.
Something like, is there a big, you know, is there a crab feed going on somewhere where we need to melt all the butter?
You don't know about black market butter?
Yeah, it's just like, I don't understand. Like, what are you going to do with that? Is it for sexy? It's something sexy, isn't it? Some sex thing where someone's getting soundly buttered from behind or something.
Did you just say Diddy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Diddy. They won't sell him any more baby oils. You know, he has to use butter.
Diddy butter.
Diddy butter. He did. He did. He did. Kid did it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. You guys wrote a lot of stuff today, so I'll read a few of them, and then we've got a big game to play.
Yeah,
everyone. You know, there's a lot. I wish I could had time to read every one of the people who, like me, have never eaten a booger. Oh my God. But there's just a lot. Please. So I'll just go on record as saying, all of you, I'm with you. I am with you. I have never eaten a booger, Vinny. I'm with you. And my response is, I've never eaten a booger either. 408.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Sure.
510 says, John Wick 4 is awesome.
Is
Snook
it?
And Hayward.
Is it though? I was like, does the fighting ever stop? And is there any, just, is there like a story here? Or is it just all cool fighting things? I did not finish it. You would love it.
Someone is saying that Eva Longoria is on season 4 of Only Murders in the Building.
Oh, is she?
Is there a fourth season already?
Yes, I have not. I was waiting for it all to drop, and then I got stuck on the traitors. And so I'm watching that. But I'm definitely going to be watching. I can't believe she's on there. So exciting.
Weird. Her name comes up like...
I know.
And there she is, back in business. Good for her. You mentioned the Shohei Ohtani 50-50 ball.
Yes.
That, what was the auction price? $4.3
million.
There's a lawsuit over the Ohtani ball because a young guy says he had that ball in his hand and someone ripped it out of his hand when he fell to the ground to pick it up. That's one of those things those are scrums.
Yes, yeah. They are.
Like, you've got to be the person holding it firmly in your hand and not on the ground. I don't think you can win that lawsuit. I know you're a kid and you're probably thinking they'll, you know, see my way, but I don't know, kid.
Someone stripped the ball. They stripped the ball. That's a rough one, though. That is rough. If you had it in your hands and someone bigger and stronger pried your hands apart and took it, is that not theft?
Nope.
I don't know. I don't think so. I would never do that.
Right.
I would never do that. Despite the fact that money would be, you know, life-changing. $4 million right now.
Well, and they couldn't have even known that it was going to be a $4 million thing.
But it's
like,
life
who would have ever thought it would be one?
That's life-changing bread.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, I wouldn't take it from some kid.
No. When we say some kid, what are we talking about? A 20-year-old or like
I don't know.
Actual
this
child?
Was a text. I don't know anything about the story that there's a lawsuit and some kind of competing baseball owner.
Mm.
I have a feeling,
you do
though,
hear
that,
about these
like,
things.
Sorry, kid. You didn't. Do you have the ball or not? You don't.
I think you said it the other day. It's 9/10 of the law. Possession is 9/10 of the law.
You said that. Come on.
No, you said that.
Stop it. Sure. Don't give me stuff.
You both said it.
Someone is saying, Maddie, read your DMs. You want people to DM you, read them.
Well, maybe he just didn't answer you. Maybe he just wasn't interested in answering you. Now he's got to answer them all, too. Send a picture.
Crunch. Cortana, you mentioned when we were discussing some AI crap. Cortana's Microsoft.
Oh, okay.
So Gemini is...
She's also Call
Google.
Of Duty, I think. Not Call of Duty. Yeah, it is Call of Duty.
Duty.
What's the show? I just watched it, Vinny. It was based on I think it was Call of Duty. And the AI's name was Cortana.
That's where you got that from then.
That's how I think I did.
All right.
But yeah, I've definitely heard that was, so you're saying it's a Microsoft thing.
Yeah, that's, they're saying
okay.
It's correcting
that's
you.
Believable.
And just,
sounds
so
right.
Now you know, I just, Cortana's not. Gemini is Google, and Siri, I guess, is...
Yes. Don't say her name. She gotcha.
Oh, sorry.
Bitch is always butting in. Like, I'm not talking to you. I don't mean to be mean or anything, because I know you have feelings, but please, stop.
Someone's pointing out that McAfee, this Pat McAfee guy that was caught up in Aaron Rodgers' controversy and also is now the main broadcaster for ESPN, he was on the Kelce podcast, and they say it was very good.
Ah.
Taylor Swift's boyfriend... Travis has a podcast you may have heard.
Yes. Hire, reach higher, shoot for the stars. I can't think of what it is. Perform better. I can't remember what the name of it is.
What?
Whatever the name of the Kelce Brothers thing is.
Oh, okay.
Hire, fire, something.
New Heights.
New Heights.
Oh, there
so
it
close,
is.
So close.
Vin, that's an example of how the fashion industry has no idea how to cater to the average size woman. It's such a bummer. What's that about?
It's about the Kelly Clarkson thing. She was wearing tents and now she's wearing cute little outfits.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but she's on TV.
Mm-hmm. You would think she would have an amazing stylist who would always
say,
dressed her in
no,
black.
We're not right. putting on clown getups today.
Right. Stop God. With the clown stuff. There really were some very questionable fashion choices for her early days on her show.
So weird. Holy crow. I can't even imagine one day having to drive to work and not having you guys to listen to. Never retire.
Aww.
Please.
That's a nice thing to say.
That is of you to say.
But at some point, nothing lasts forever.
No. Let's see. Is there anything else? I know there's a lot of other stuff, but let's move on and play our game.
All right.
Time to play a game.
Oh, and one last one.
Oh.
Vin, it's not Rowan, it's Roan. Chapel Roan.
Relax. It's okay. You knew who he was talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Now it's time to have a little fun.
Oh, I like this song.
Yeah. Is this the dating game? What is this?
This is the match game.
Oh, match game.
I love the match game.
This is the perfect game show music.
I think so.
All right. What are we playing today, Maddie?
Today's big game is Irvine or just Orange County. I'm going to name you a celebrity.
Oh, my gosh.
And you're going to tell me whether they are from Irvine.
This is Vinny's hometown of Irvine.
Well, it's where I grew up.
It was determined earlier today that the third most famous person to ever come out of Kaiser, West Virginia is Maddie Stout. We are lucky enough to have the third most famous person out of his hometown as our producer.
For the record, I just want to point out that while I'm not embarrassed or ashamed, I loved my time in Irvine and all the people I grew up with, and it was all good. But I have not been back since I turned 18.
Yes.
Just for the record.
Well, okay. Your parents do no longer
they don't live there.
Sure.
I've just not gone back.
Right.
All right, let's start with, we were talking about Wicked. So Nicole Parker, she played Elphaba in the Broadway production of Wicked. Is she from Irvine or just Orange County? I will say Sarah goes first.
I'm going to say she's from Irvine. That sounds like someone from Irvine to me.
I'm going to go Orange County.
I am sorry, Vinny.
She's an Irvine.
Irvinite. All right. Let's go.
Irvinicious.
Let's go Will Ferrell. Famous Will Ferrell from Irvine or not, Vinny?
I'm going to say he's from Irvine.
See, I think I could scumbag you on this. I think if I just answer the same answer as you I'm not going to do that. But I did just think to myself, like, that would be an easy way to win this game. If you get 1 point ahead, then you're...
Well, if you're all about winning and not the entertainment factor.
I really am all about winning. I mean, it's bad. It's a bad look, but that is the look. I'm going to say he is from somewhere else in Orange County.
You were wrong. He is from...
Great.
He went to University High School. Do you know that high school?
I was just going to say, I think I heard he went to uni. Yes, there were like three main... There's Woodbridge High, Irvine High, and University High. And I heard he went there.
There you go. How about Diane Keaton? Sarah, is she from Irvine or just Orange County?
Just Orange County.
I also will say just Orange County.
You were both correct. She is from just Orange County.
All right.
And we're tied up.
2-2. Yeah.
Mike Ness from Social D.
Oh,
from Irvine or just Orange County? Vinny.
Mike Ness, Social Distortion, I believe is the first concert I ever saw. Like I was a little boy and they were barely a band. I am going to say though that he is from Costa Mesa, Orange County.
Sarah.
It sounds like you know.
I don't, but I think it's nearby, not Irvine.
I'm going to say... Why would he pick that, though, as a name? I'm going to say he's from Irvine.
Sarah, you were wrong. He is just from Orange County. You are correct, Vinny.
Mm.
All right, the lovely and talented Dita Von Teese.
Oh, is that me first?
That's you first.
Okay, Dita Von Teese is from Orange County. I don't think she's from Irvine.
I'm going to say Irvine.
She went to University High School as well.
Oh, my God.
And I believe the score is 3-2.
No, it's 4-2. I'm keeping score. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, that's
4 Vinny, 2 Sarah.
So that's...
I believe that I've just lost the game.
So I guess we have to get something ready here.
Well, first we have to get our phone rolling, don't we?
Yep.
What's happening?
Nothing. We're just making sure that something happens. Here we go. Congratulations, Vinny. You are the winner. I can't even hear that, man.
I can't hear it. I
cannot even hear that. We're going to try that again. There we go. Oh, my God. Maddie's terrible at this.
Well, thanks, everyone, for playing along. I am...
Vinny! Vinny! Oh, air kisses! Where's the kissing?
It's ruined! I don't even know.
Okay. It is ruined. I tried, man. I tried to help you get it. Okay.
So many things going on.
I know. So many. You should have done it on a day when I was doing the thing.
Probably.
Well, yeah. Well, we'll try again. We'll try again. One of these days. We'll
what are you
video.
Trying to get?
We're trying to capture your you just
you're
get an
so
expression
into it. You're just,
and your kisses.
Oh, the
air kisses with the
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that is you know that's so my moment.
We're trying to capture that. We had like a whole plan in place.
Oh, did you throw the game?
I did not throw the game.
Oh.
She did not throw.
I was happy to lose though because I thought, oh, this is our chance. We're going to get it, and you know, it turned out he just had five too many buttons to push in there before he could make it happen. Goodbye. Make sure to listen to Jane. She's got tickets to Disneyland. Keep it here on Alice all day because $5,000 could be yours just for listening in the 5K, fall into 5K a day. And make sure you go get your Alice in Winterland tickets right now at RadioAlice.com. We'll see you tomorrow, and it will be Friday.
Thank you.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.